This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps, and today we're bringing Mozart in Nashville with a preview of their annual Mozart Birthday Concert. Roger Wiesmeyer is the head of Mozart in Nashville. Roger, tell us what made you decide to throw a birthday party every year.
Before I moved back to Nashville in 2001, I used to play a music festival on the West Coast called Midsummer Mozart. And so it just became this habituated, joyous thing. And then I moved back, and in the winter of 2002, my first winter back, I just said, hey, let's put on a concert. And it just kind of turned into this.
So this first piece you've brought is for the glass harmonica. You know, we think of Mozart, we think of strings and woodwinds and piano and opera, but glass harmonica?
Glass harmonica was invented by Benjamin Franklin in 1761. So it was a relatively new instrument when Mozart was composing for it. And Mozart was a wild man. He was like at the cutting edge of his technology. He wrote for glass harmonica. He wrote for a mechanical clock. I mean, if there was something new and expressive he could explore, he would do it. And actually, I'm bringing a glass harmonica player down from Corning, New York. He gets in town tomorrow. Otherwise, I would have made him play this show with us. But I'm super duper stoked about bringing a glass harmonica player to Nashville.
And that's sponsored by...
Oh, yes. And it's sponsored by Dr. Ken Nierman and Mr. Aaron Connolly. They're underwriting his trip. And I'm just so grateful to both of them for their generosity and their friendship.
So instead of glass harmonica today, we'll have that part on the piano along with this chamber ensemble. And we'll give Roger a chance to get set up here. This is the Adagio and Rondo, the Kerschel number 617 for glass harmonica, but this is here with piano and Jessica Donovan on the flute, Rebecca Vandeven on the oboe, Kristen Wilkinson on viola, and Keith Nicholas on cello.
Thank you.
Adagio and Rondo by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Jessica Denevant on flute, Rebecca Van de Ven on oboe, Kristen Wilkinson on viola, Keith Nicholas on cello, and Roger Wiesmeyer playing the glass harmonica part on the piano. Roger, how has the Mozart in Nashville organization broadened over time?
It started off as just a Mozart birthday concert, one concert, that was 17 years ago, and about 9 years ago, the venue that we were playing in was literally standing room only, and my dear friend Mitchell Korn said, Roger, you need to expand this into two venues, and you need to turn it into a nonprofit. Mitchell teaches a course at Vanderbilt, music and community, and he has lots of experience with nonprofits. And so I said, yes, I would love to do this as long as you're president of the board. And he said, of course, that was the idea. So that was, I guess, 5 years ago now? No, 3 years ago. We became a nonprofit, and about 7 years ago, we expanded into two venues. So now we're at the W.O. Smith School as well as St. George's.
And that's expanded to include the concerto orchestra within
yes,
the organization, right?
We have another little orchestra in town called the Nashville Concerto Orchestra, which is essentially a collective. Nobody gets paid, but if you play with the orchestra four times, then you get to either solo with us or conduct us, or if you wrote a piece of music, we'll play it. In fact, in this very room, at least two members three people have participated in the concerto orchestra. Four.
Five.
Five. Oh, my.
I just raised my hand for those of you who can't see that. So yeah, it's lots of fun. Lots of concerts throughout the year.
Yeah. Please check out our website, mozartinnashville.org, and we're also on Facebook.
And frequent pianist and conductor for that orchestra is up next to play some piano music, some solo piano music by Mozart. This is the Fantasy and Fugue in C major, performed by Matthew Phelps on piano.
Thank you.
Sounding almost Baroque, except it's by Mozart. That was the Fantasy and Fugue in C major. The Kurzweil is 394 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, performed by Dr. Matthew Phelps on piano. Nashville celebrates Mozart's birthday on February 18th at St. George's Church at noon, as well as Saturday, January 19th at W.O. Smith Music School at 3 p.m. Nobody will be turned away, but the suggested donation at the door is $10. Roger, who does that support?
The $10 supports an organization called The Little Pantry That Could, which is in North Nashville, and they help Nashvillians who are food insecure become less food insecure, and they create a wonderful community, and Stacy Downey started it, and it's just a great organization, so please come and be generous for them.
Supporting a local cause like all of Mozart in Nashville's concerts do. Next week's show includes poet Caroline Williams along with composer, singer, multi-instrumentalist, and MacArthur Fellow Rhiannon Giddens for a preview of the music and words for Nashville Ballet's new work, Lucy Negro Redux. That's next Tuesday at 12:06. In the meantime, for another inside look at Nashville's classical music, check out our podcast, Keeping Score. You can find it at 91classical.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.